Jack Jeffrey, North London Socialist Party, writes, "Working in homelessness, I was happy to hear the government announce the creation of a task force on to end homelessness on the 2nd of May. This followed guidance from the Ministry of Housing, Communities and Local Government on the 26th of March that during the pandemic local authorities had a duty to house all homeless people, regardless of their circumstances. However, as time passes, similar to PPE, testing and care homes, government propaganda is increasingly out of line with reality. Although the Tories claim that 90% of rough sleepers known to local authorities have had an accommodation offer, I have heard many reports of rough sleepers still struggling to find shelter. One of my clients with limited phone access has been on Tottenham Court Road for over a month. Despite outreach having multiple contacts with him, he is still waiting for an accommodation offer. Their failure to fight against years of austerity means local authorities have lost roughly 49% of their income since 2010. This leaves scant resources to deal with the wave of homelessness austerity helped create. Although the government has announced some funds to support councils, this is nowhere near the £9 billion estimated shortfall due to coronavirus. As the lockdown stretches on, this is increasingly impacting those who work in insecure low-paid industries such as hospitality. Many of these workers were on zero-hour contracts, employed by agencies who have no interest in furloughing staff, or have been thrust into unemployment when businesses close. Not earning enough to have formal rental agreements, many combined sofa surfing with short stays in London's many youth hostels. With these shut, funds running out, and travel restricted, they are increasingly thrown onto the street. Once there, they find council offices shut, day centres closed, housing options and outreach services overwhelmed, and emergency accommodation full. This needlessly places not only their own, but also others' health, at risk. Only through placing people in accommodation, where they have the ability to self-isolate, can we reduce their own risk of infection and the possibility of transmission to others. Councils must demand full funding now, to guarantee same-day accommodation offers for all rough sleepers. To emerge from this pandemic as a healthy, resilient society, shelter must become a right, not a privilege.